This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
You're allowing a fool who says there is no God to tell you about your esteem, to determine whether you have a highest self-esteem or a low self-esteem. Are you serious? A little square box determines how you feel and how you treat yourself and how you treat other people. Come on, wake up!
Mentality 2023, Creflo Dollar Ministries' annual Revival of Manhood is back, and it's time to release the weight of manhood. We'll cover issues that weigh on men from all walks of life: the trap of emotions, self-preservation, the false balance of success, and more. Text MENTALITY to 51555. Scan the QR code on your screen or visit CreflodollarMinistries.org. Register now.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
Are you satisfied with the approval you get from God? Or is the real truth, God's approval is not enough? I need men to approve of me. Paul said the same thing in Galatians 1 when he was teaching his gospel of grace, and he was saying, if any man or an angel preach anything other than what I preach, let him be accursed. And then the next verse he said the same thing again. And then he said this, now, if you're going to try to please men, you can't be a servant to God. Amen. Paul knew about it. Man, I've preached to hundreds of thousands of people, stadiums filled with people. And I thought the success was in the approval of all of those thousands coming together to approve of my anointing. I was wrong. God approved of me, that's why He anointed me. God approves of you, that's why He anointed you. What man does is not a validation of what God said to you to do, but you got to be willing to do it with two or three. And I'm willing to do it with two or three. You might not believe me if I said, well, if three people show up, I'm going to preach anyway. It's already been done. Three people showed up in this thing doing, and we preached. Yeah. And if I got that one person excited, I remember one time, I don't know, Kenny, if it was you, somebody said, yeah! And it echoed, yeah. The echo made it worse. I'm like, wow. When others are mad at you, you feel like your value is at risk. When others don't approve of you, you feel like your value is at risk. And I'm telling you, man. Number five. Here's another symptom of approval addiction. You feel anxious about what other people think of you. Worried about, do you fit in? Worried about if they're mad at you. You're anxious. It creates anxiety because you're always worrying about what somebody think of you. People are gonna say something bad about you anyway. I mean, while you're sitting here minding your business, somebody talking about you. And the quicker you realize that, the quicker you'll be free from that kind of approval addiction. Number six, you go along just to get along. Even if it doesn't work for you, you go along just to get along. Now, this can put you in an unpleasant situation, going along with something just to get along. It can put you in a risky situation, going along just to get along. It can even put you in a dangerous situation, going along to get along. You finally met Waldo with the curled up hair and the bow legs, all the stuff you like in your man. And you feel honored that he is wanting to be with you. And so now you go along to get along because you need his approval of you. And so now you're willing to go along and get along. And how it can be dangerous if you just keep doing that, you can find yourself in a very dangerous, compromising situation in life. There are many more symptoms of approval addiction, but I want to get to the causes. I got a few minutes left. The causes of approval addiction. Now, they often stem from personal upbringing or social environment, the environment some that we came up under. But here's the first one. A lack of self-worth. In other words, when an individual doesn't feel good about themselves, they will seek the validation and the approval of others to fill that void. So if their environment produced that low self-esteem in your life, if that environment that you came up in produced that level of self-value, it's low in your life, then you're known. You're this kind of person that has to have validation and approval in order to feel good about yourself. Isn't that sad? In order for you to feel good about yourself, it's not having to have God in your life. It's having to have somebody else to value you. There's a lot of women put up with physical abuse in marriages because I need you for validation, and if I let you go, I'm letting go of my value. And I you know, it's just my opinion, but I think every woman needs to have a journey of her own, something that, you know, you're anointed too. You're not just anointed to just be there and get somebody's approval. You're anointed too. You can do some amazing things too. You were wired by God too. There's something that you need to do, and you need to value yourself as a woman. And you know, I think our society is just really freaking out, especially the church. There's been an attack on women, like women shouldn't be in the pulpit and women should not be pastoring and women. I'm like, what Bible are you reading? In the book of Acts, the churches were like home churches. They didn't have like things like this. And most of those churches were pastored by women. I know you still got some male chauvinists in here who think that they are superior over a woman, can't add 2 + 2, but think you are superior over a woman. We all stand in Jesus Christ. We all stand on in Jesus Christ. We all stand in Jesus Christ. Maybe not in this nation, maybe not in this city, and maybe not in some churches, but in Jesus Christ, we all stand on equal ground. Now, we all don't do the same things, but we stand on equal grounds. My wife is just as capable of being used by God as I am to be used by God. Just as capable. And you live in a fool's paradise, man, if you think otherwise. But in this society, it really bothers me when I see a woman who is so gifted dumb herself down because she's an approval addict. She's an approval addict. Here's another cause of approval addiction, and it's huge. Another cause of approval addiction, social media. This is a significant cause of approval addiction. Social media platforms promote the needs for likes and comments and shares, which, by the way, can become addictive. Nobody wants to say they're addicted to their cell phone. Nobody wants to say they're addicted to social media. Nobody wants to say they're addicted to likes. But if we can just be right there and just walk you through the thing, you go to it, you look at what's there, you look at the lights, you check out the comments, you look at the shares, and have no idea that all of that is coming to a place of saying, I either did get or did not get the likes and the shares and the approval and the validation that I needed. And so now, from people you don't even know, they are now governing your emotions and governing your self-esteem, and you're getting your value off a social media platform on your telephone. It's shaping your mood. You got up feeling good in the Lord. You picked your phone up and read the stuff, and now you're in a bad mood. People who use social media platforms as a way to seek approval often feel validated by the number of likes and the comments that they've received. And it's huge. Our children are acting and thinking in ways that we don't even know. Like, where did you get that from? Where did that come from? How they act, how they dress, their philosophies on life. All of that come from a bunch of clowns who know nothing. That are social media assassins because can't nobody see them or get to them. I know how to get that address. I'd be knocking on your door tonight. I know where you live at. I'm playing. Some of y'all like, oh. Oh, no. It's big. It's worldwide. And it is painting the canvas with approval addicts who step by step by step look for the approval of others. We have pastors who think they are pastoring a church because three or four people show up on social media. That ain't no church. It was a good instrument to use during the pandemic, but that ain't no church. Them people don't care nothing about you. You don't even know who they are. They might be hired people just to build your hope up. Like Taffy shared this morning, might be somebody just designed to tear your confidence down until you just leave God and give up all along. Your beauty is decided through a social media platform. Bible says we must not compare ourselves amongst ourselves. He said it's not wise to do so. And it's become comparing yourself amongst something that's been photoshopped. Seriously? You know you can put the color eyes you want. And now you got avatars and the new thing that's getting ready to come out. Now you can be a pervert with an avatar that don't look like one. And you can do weird stuff in the metaverse. You don't really think it's going to be just all nice business in the metaverse, don't you? No. And we don't get what's going on. Well, that's just your time. You just because everybody don't want to pick the phone up and dial a little round circle and let it go back to the thing and dial it again. I have, you know, we graduated to push buttons. Boop, 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 boop. It's ruining things in our homes. It's creating addicts. Every day, daily, more and more addicts are created. It's a platform for deception. It can be used for good. All technology can be used for good. But the devil always seems to try to get in there and mess it up so bad. I mean, I use it for good. I'm using it right now to preach the gospel. Right now, coming through platforms to preach the gospel. But I'm not checking no comments out. I don't want to read what somebody think about Creflo Dollar. I already know what some of them think. It's the same old story. I don't want to read that. I don't want to mess my day up by reading one line, mess my day up. And I'm calling my boys. Could y'all find so? Pick me up by 5. No, do it by the time it get dark. Yeah, pick me up then. And we, it's just fine. We're just not realizing it. Bunch of addicts that we have to come to church because of what we read in the comment section. Or we spent $100 on getting beautiful so we can take a selfie that we had more negative comments about, and now we feel bad about ourselves. We don't value ourselves. And we see somebody going and get a cement butt implanted, and you want to go get another cement butt implanted. And so now you want to, you comparing butts to butt. What is the matter with us? And a man come and hit you on your butt by break his hand because of all of that cement. What is wrong with us? Why are we doing this? It's crazy, it's ridiculous, and we just don't. What is the matter? You cannot discern the difference between good and evil? And you're letting that determine the value that you have about yourself? You are allowing a fool who says there is no God to tell you about your esteem, to determine whether you have a high self-esteem or a low self-esteem. Are you serious? A little square box determines how you feel and how you treat yourself and how you treat other people? Come on, wake up! Well, what do you want to do? Throw his phone fake? No, I want you to have enough sense to use it for good. I want you to have enough sense to stay out of the comments. Because, so here's the deal. It's just as bad to have all good comments because now you're thinking higher of yourself than what you ought to think because of what they said. I want to know what their name is. They said this and they said that. Who is they? Well, you know, they said this and they said, who is they? Who is that? Who is they? Who is they? Them? Who is that? Are y'all getting anything? This attacking our thinking, attacking our emotions, attacking our esteem. And we wake up one day and we got mental problems. We're depressed. We're depressed because of the comment section. We're depressed because we got our first page and a year's gone by and we have zero friends. Why are y'all laughing? Because you think how pitiful it is to do that, but there are some people who suffer through that thing. So now their value is based on that? There are a lot of things have changed, but there's some good things that's still hanging in there, right, man? I send our prayers out to the Gumby family. One of my spiritual godmothers, Colette Gumby, went home to be with the Lord. She was a powerhouse preacher in a time where women just were not accepted in the pulpit, and she just decided, well, I'm a woman and watch me out preach any man that get on that pulpit. Boy, that Colette Gumby would shook some corn. She served God well. And one day, as a young minister in my 20s, I was just struggling with being who God made me, and I'm like, maybe I'm supposed to do it just like these people. And Colette took me on this trail. She had this property that was used as a retreat and took me on this trail. And she said, now, son, let me tell you something right now. You got to forget about all these folks, and you got to submit to doing what God told you to do, the way He told you to do it, from your dress to your preaching. If God's going to do it, you can't be so in bondage to what people are saying. You got to do it yourself. Do you hear me? I said, yeah, but I mean, you know, this guy's doing it, this and she said, that don't matter. You need to do it this way. And that's the way of God. Doing it His way is going to be the best way, regardless what they say or what they think. You hear me? I said, yes, ma'am. And they told us back then that you couldn't have no church with 1,000 members. Back then, 1,000 members was a mega church. And man, I tell you what, all she was saying was, quit seeking the approval of others when God has already told you what to do because He has already approved of you. You get it? Now, we're not finished with this, but next week we're going to pick up with the different ways that you can attack this approval addiction to be free from it. And I think that, you know, this will bless you, and we're just going to stay with it. That's just the first part, kind of like the introduction part, and we're just going to stay with it and stay with it, and you're going to find out that there's so much freedom in being delivered from people. So much freedom. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Y'all get anything out of that this morning? Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed, if you can help it, and don't have to leave right now, if you can be still. Father, wow, we just got so much happening in this world. And sometimes we forget about you and just try to do our best to try to attack the thing, but help us to depend totally on you for everything. There are people in here today that only you know what they have gone through. Only you know the value that they've given themselves. Only you know the level of their self-esteem and their self-worth. And maybe even some here today that, oh man, they didn't know what the problem was, and maybe today it opened their eyes up to say, Lord, I'll receive the approval that you've given me. Take away the depression and the sadness and the emotional trauma and hurt that they've gone through, the daily fights at just trying to feel better. Lord, you are a very present help in a time of trouble. Help my brothers and sisters today. Come out of that darkness. Come out of that addiction. You are the mighty deliverer, and you can deliver us from all addictions. Deliver us from those addictions today. I pray that you will infuse into these precious people a joy that passes all understanding and help them to live life in the full, in abundance until it overflows. Show them, Lord, that everything will be all right.
Are you addicted to other people's opinions of you? The desire for approval and the fear of rejection can harm our mental health and derail God's perfect plan for us. In his series, Overcoming Approval Addiction, Creflo Dollar illuminates how to reach eternal peace without others' approval.
Stop comparing yourself. God did something awesome with you. He made you authentically you.
You don't have to do too much to please God. Why? Because He's already pleased. The day you believed was the day He was pleased. See, you don't know how God will use you. Do not let approval addiction stop you from getting where God wants you to be.
Now this two-part series is available to you for a love gift of $15 or more for CDs or $25 or more for DVDs. Order yours today. Visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org and click eStore. Scan the QR code or call the number on your screen.
Look no further for encouragement to walk in the grace of God. The Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app provides rewarding content that is sure to nourish your mind and soul.
He is the God of miracles. All it takes is is a mustard seed of faith. All it takes is for you to believe and dare to stand and dare to trust God.
Treat yourself to enriching messages from Pastor Dollar on grace and walking in the likeness of Christ.
God has already given you His Son and told you He'll give you everything else. He don't need you to try to exchange something to try to get something. All He wants is your complete dependence on Him. Respond to me and show me that you depend on me.
Download the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app on your Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, and streaming devices today to stream messages of hope, grace, and understanding when you need them most.
The 2020 Vision Partner Program at Creflo Dollar Ministries is more than a program. It's a relationship, a covenant that was designed to make a high impact in your life, our lives, and the lives of millions around the world. Partnering with CDM puts you on the front lines of spreading the gospel of grace to all corners of the globe and providing aid to those in need. We invite you to join us today. Stay connected via our online partner portal and receive a new partner letter every month. Free downloads, confessions, study notes, and more. Text 2020 Partner to 51555 to become a 2020 Vision Partner today.
Creflo and Taffy Dollar love connecting with you. And here at World Changers, we understand the importance of using technology to do just that. We're constantly working to bring the gospel of Christ to thousands of viewers and followers around the world, and we want you to get involved. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. We want to make the word of grace available throughout every voice of social media.
The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.